Morning, everybody.
Good morning, Rabbi.
One second. Oh, come on, just get this plugged in here. Oh, there we go. Okay. Fine. So yesterday we spoke, we saw the Shlach Kodosh. Very important you saw there. That the only way that the relationship we're going to have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be real, is going to be close to us, is if it's something we've worked for, we've attained, it's something personal, it's something internal. It's not just something we received by tradition or we've worked it out, intellectually, you have to do that as well, but it's going to be something that's developed, that we've attained. It has to feel like it's my personal God. Then it's van veyu, then anivu, then we bevechad, we together. Mashain can, if it's just a Masaira, and you need the Masaira as well. You need to, of course, we have to have the Masaira. But if it's only the Masaira, if it's only Kel Aviv, then it's Raimimen, it's very far away from us. And that's the sword we took away yesterday. And we said it, person's relationship has to be original, it has to be vibrant, it has to be alive. It has to be that he chooses through understanding that's the greatest Isha that a person can attain in this world. And not only that, but also that's his obligation. Even if Yiddishkeit would make you miserable, you'd still have to be involved in developing and building this relationship. That's what you can do. But the truth of the matter is that it happens to be. This is where it's at. And only then is a person able to pass it on, which is an enormous part of our chiyuv as well. It's not enough to just learn Torah. A person has to transmit, he has to pass it on. And children, talmidim, today to the whole of Klal Yisrael, and afterwards to the whole world. So that, we saw earlier, was the reason why there's a golus. Okay, we'll speak about that also later. So I'm going to go right on the pay test. B'matar az b'ilam chishes advorim, little dugma b'machshich rayon ze. Simcha Wasserman always used to use this example. Like this. You have in America, they invented tapuach adama sinteti, artificial potato. It's exactly, you couldn't tell the difference. It's unbelievable. It tastes, it smells, you cook it exactly the way you would a potato. You wouldn't know the difference. But what is the difference between a synthetic potato and a genuine potato? Where do you see the difference? As a true from a synthetic potato, you can't grow more potatoes. You need a God-made potato that's unbelievably wondrous. You take a little slither. That's how you grow potatoes, yeah? You take a potato, you take a little slither of it, you plant it in the ground, and from there, more potatoes grow. It means in every potato is a whole potato factory. But a synthetic potato, you can't do that. Synthetic potato, law of it. It tastes, it smells, well, it doesn't make new potatoes. It was worth getting out of bed this morning just to think about how potatoes grow. The unbelievable genius, how that works. Yeah, the chemical balances and the physics of that and the biology of that is mind-boggling, okay? Any drunkard could think that worked itself out for itself, that a potato could work. I mean, it's beyond comprehension. The amount of software you would need to create a program to make a potato grow another potato, just from any part of the potato. Any part of the potato can grow an entire new world of potatoes. It's like just like unbelievable. Just from the ground, you stick it in the ground, it takes what it needs from the ground and it grows more potatoes. And it knows exactly how much to mix the chemicals. If that doesn't boggle the mind, then I don't know what will. So anyway, but that's not the point. The point is that a synthetic potato can't do that. If it's not genuine, then it doesn't pass on. Hakadosh Baruch Hu manyen sheniyeh mekorim mashpim u'makrinin es ruchnaseinu al bnei beisenu val yiladeinu. Hashem wants our Yiddishkeit to be genuine, to be original, to be authentic, so that it spills over into, first of all, our immediate family, and then further and further out to call Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's in a mess. We need to somehow reach out to them. When it comes to the children, you must know they have incredibly sensitive chayshanim, senses, antennot. They see straight away how happy, how satisfied we are in our kiyum mitzvahs and our Torah, how privileged we feel. Umay midas she machtino biyudateinu simchaseni bidateinu. What level of simcha do we have in our Yiddishkeit? Mikan she kechol she narchiv etzel atzmenu sa simcha mitis. To the extent that we can expand genuine simcha, internal genuine simcha, not from outside stuff, from inside stuff. That spills over, and there you're able to, hand over the heritage to the children. The great difficulty in handing over and transmitting, in inheriting to the Torah and the mitzvahs to the next generation, the big problem is all the different nisayinas that keep happening and changing and difficulties that come up. And also the unbelievable speed at which the new seductions, the new technologies, the new entertainments that come out of the world of industry hit the streets. Unbelievable, new all the time. Chadashim levakrim aleinu litmoided im nishenes chadashim. Therefore, we have to continually be dealing and struggling and challenging new nishenes. The neichachuv de zu tismoidedus haynu kashemod v'ika kushim itgale b'mamet b'mava ben adoyres. When things are happening this fast, where you see the real problem is the gap between the generations, even just within one family, just the kids. The changes that brings so fast that a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old are living in two completely different worlds. With the parents, we're living in the last generation. We still have shaykhs to the pre-war generation. We still get our warmth and our chizuk from thinking about the generation before the war, thinking about the yeshivas, thinking about what the world looked like, and we have shaykhs to that. Our kids are already living in the next generation. They're living in the future world. The technological advancements and whatever happening here, they're living in the future. We're living in the past. There's an enormous nituk here. Someone who's living with an original, he's connected to his Avodas Hashem in an authentic way, like we've said above. So that's his business, that's his asik. It's not just some nice cultural thing he has on the side, his religion. You know, he has a sort of like a religion, you know, but that's just something zeitic. That's like a side issue, but he's doing whatever he's doing. No, it's part of his central theme of his life. That's his business. He'll find ways to solve these problems. He will. He'll find ways to solve all the problems that there are. Because in the Torah is a solution to all the problems. And therefore, if a person's living and the Torah is a mayan, it's a living flower for him, living flow for him. So then he'll find whatever he needs to find. The Britzker Rav Zatzal, Sipah Maishit Rech B'mei Oviv. A story from his father, from Reb Chaim Zatzal. Adam Pleini Osa Pule Mazika Shegom Lekilkul B'Yadut. Certain person did something, don't know what it was, and it caused the kilkul in Yiddishkeit. Keshi sipra al kach l'Reb Chaim, nisa ein mi mi'anuchochim atzdiku b'tayna. Ki ma efshel atzapot mimenu, orei tipeshu. Somebody wanted to sort of like be Donnikov schus, this person that did this terrible thing, and he said to him, so what can you expect for this this guy? He's a tipesh. You know, the guy's a tipesh. This sort of like some kind of Donnikov schus, you know. Then Reb Chaim Vama, ba'olam mekubal loyim eshegam tipesh. Reb Chaim said, in the world, there's an accepted thing that a tipesh even a tipesh, the worst food in the world, chocham hu b'iskov. When it comes to his business, he's a big chocham. A very powerful statement there. Couldn't be a tipesh in everything. Okay, but when it comes to what he's a businessman, what he's doing, what he's involved in, no matter what it is, there he'll be a big chocham. When there's an agia, people become very clever. This person that did such a big, terrible thing. From there you see clearly that Yiddishkeit's not his business. That's not his Isaac. If Yiddishkeit was his business, he would have been a chochem and he would have found a way around it. And that's the very important thing we need to remember. Is Yiddishkeit a Isaac? Zaydim b'yad oiskei seira secho. Who were the Greeks? The Zaydim, whatever that means. I'm not going to that now. Who was against them? The oiskei seira secho. Not the Loimdei Torah Secha, and not the Charedim, and not the Frumas, and not the traditionalists. Oiskei Seira Secha, people whose business is Torah. When your business is Torah, when your business is Yiddishkeit, when your business is Mitzvahs, Avoida, then you find solutions because that's your business. What? Sarah, we spoke, we better do that yesterday. That's why I'm not bringing it in today, because I mentioned it yesterday. Shkoch, okay. If you understand another shite, since be life and day, my or it's a the man yenes, she be dinner momentous, lame the baloch, or tiny swuch is for kashot. If you understand another, she's bringing my dick arrive for this. It's gewaldic when you think about it. When we learn the Gemara, we learn dinner momentous, yeah? You go to Baba Kama, Baba Basra, you learn the Baba Tzir, you learn all the dinner momentous. So we learn the halachas, unbelievably complicated and difficult tainas and migus and all sorts of difficult tainas, lomdisha things. Shavayis and Yechol kol baal din latoin. Baal din can taina this, you could taina that. Unbelievably complex lomdis. Well, pimish tana din, and based on that, the din would be different. Yeah? So makshim ha'ilam sher v'derech klal baal din. The world asks, but generally the Bale Din and the people that come to Beis Din, Amarotzus, the Pshutayma, what are you talking about? The guy is a little Makolet, he has a store, and he has a Machlekas for the guy who rents him the store. So these aren't the Gedoli Ador, these aren't the Amaroyim, the Tanoim, the Rishonim, you know, the Rebbe Kiva Eigers that come up with all these Lomdisha, you know, Svaras and whatever in Tainus moment. So, Vimken, Echiale Bedaitim, Letoin Tainus, Niflois, Vamukus Kailu. This is Benison Avashites, yeah? Where did these bars, these posh guys, the water carrier and the donkey driver and whatever, these are the people that are coming to Beis Din. Where did they come up with these initial svaras and tainas? Yeah, it's a mighty kakasha, no? When you're learning the Gemaras, you struggle to understand that the svaras behind the tainas, and you tell me every Amaris that comes to Beis Din is going to make those tainas? Beis Din wasn't only for the Chachomim. Beis Din's for Kol Klal Yisrael. When something's nageya me, when something's relevant to me, when it comes to my business, people get very creative, very fast. They come up with unbelievably complex, wonderful tainas. There should be a shiur every day just on this subject for 40 years just to scratch the surface. The subject of vested interests of a person. It drives a person to understand things he wouldn't understand before, to come up with unbelievably complex tainas. Because this thing touches on his asek, on what's nageya to him. And when there's a question of money, then people become very quickly, very clever, very quickly. Yeah, you're going to lose money, you'll make money. Suddenly people get very, very active and very, very, very clever. But that's how we have to look at our Yiddishkeit, as an asek. And for himself as well, never mind the children. If this was your business and this is what you did and this is where your profit and loss was revolving around, this is where your vested interests were, learning Torah and keeping the Torah and the Avoida, if that's what your business was, you'd find answers to all your questions. You'd find solutions to all your problems. Because וכתמונין ותכפשנו עוז, תבין ירס השם ודעס אלוקים תמוצה. And that's what Shlomo Melech tells us. If you go off the chokhmah, if you go off the wisdom, like you go off the money, then you'll understand Yirus Hashem and Da'as Elokim Temotzi. You'll find Da'as Elokim. You just go after it with the same brand that we go after the physical things. Torah becomes an asek. Mesabrim el Mendele mi Pavnich, b'nai shel Baal Asvasemes Hashem Yokam Domov, shelimed es talmido of tachas shel eton ha-natzim. He taught, he carried on teaching his Talmidim where the Nazis were there. Hilchus Kiddush Hashem ves Alchus Shal Mitzvah Zu. He taught them the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. There were many, Rabbi Chanan, they taught the Talmidim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and the unbelievable value of this mitzvah. B'kachu achinu l'mois al Kiddush Hashem k'shigi asha. He taught them, they were prepared to ask Kiddush Hashem when the time came, v'agermin yachshmo hu bilo yisam ela mesreifos. His love remained with Talmid of Maud Maud Migodel as Hush and Nifla Bechelkam Lamoises Kiddush Hashem. Remendel got unbelievably excited and taken away with himself and the simcha of the enormous schus he had to Daos Kiddush Hashem. Krebi Kibbe Vechavedov, like Krebi Kibbe, the sorry Rumalkos. Vachlo Ratzim, he started running. He's running to the gas chambers. Kaso Anatzim al Kachna, the Nazis got very upset by this. Haitiv Chorelem Shiudim Smeichim Kolkach. They couldn't stand to see Jews so happy. The Germans weren't into seeing happy Jews. They wanted them broken and depressed and barren of all hope. They started screaming at them, stop running. He carried on running with the imam. Unbelievably slivers. He's going to give his life as Kiddush Hashem. He was mukhan for this. We don't understand what this means. Aval, they couldn't handle it. As ma, this Nazi, this animal, what did he do? Not till Yeled Yehudi, Vazrokot Otachas Raglov Shor Rav Mendel. He took a Jewish baby that was there and he threw him onto the floor in front of Rav Mendel's feet. So he stopped. Vayochal Ela Psoel Yeled Yehudi. He wasn't going to trample on a Jewish child, Chas V'chalila. Who not till Oysa B'shte Yodov, he stove Vel Talmidov. He picked up the baby, he held the baby close to him. He turned unto his Talmidim, B'kol Rach U'mitoich Omalem. Omosen V'omalem. He turned around in a soft voice. He said to his Talmidim, Rabbi Isai, Eicha Shemesh Yodat, Shehi Shemesh, V'hiz Orechas B'kane Chom Yugdois. How does the sun know that it's the sun and that it has very, very powerful bright rays? You know how? K'shim Evchina Ba'anoshim Bo'olam She'eni Michoel Yistak Aleim. He has a look and he sees no one can look at him. The sun looks down and he sees no one can look at him. You try and look at the sun, they have to turn their heads away. The sorefet ha'anayim. If you want to look at the sun, you have to use special dark, special things, you know. Glass that's been smoked and whatever. K'dalevadid bo. Az yoidat ha'shemesh bo rav ha'otzumoyer. That's when the shemesh knows how unbelievably powerful his light must be. You just imagine the moment here. They're in the camps. They've probably just been thrown off the trains. They're on the way to the gas chambers of Birkenau, wherever they were, and he's so slavish and besimch that he's running to the gas chambers. The Nazis try and stop him. They stop him eventually, and now he's giving a shir. he's giving a musa drosha. Rav Mendel Mipavanich, no mishane, a Jew. As there is, he's standing at this moment, and then Tzion, he's giving a shir. You know, the dogs are barking and the sirens and the noise and the screaming and the in the middle of Gehenna, and he's giving a shir. He's giving a shkofa drosha here, beyond comprehension. Well, that's what he said. So what's it going to do with us? Avmenel ifsik l'regav amshich. Rabbi Isai, u'ma'efan yoyedim sheyesh lanu tzelem elokim. Where do we know that we have a tzelem elokim? V'nishmosenu chelek elokam imal, and then our neshamas are mamash from the Yud Kei Vav Kei, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. We're a part of that infinite essence. Mi'uv dezu shegarmim lo yocholim l'stakal b'fonav shel hayeled hakatan hazeh. Because you see that these Germans, yimach shmom, can't even look at the face of a Jewish baby. Al pizeh yoyedim anu bevadoy shemiponav koirin me'ir oir hashchina. From there, you know for sure that radiating out of your face, okay, is the Shechina. Ziv yekoros mishtakef me'ena v'tohoires v'gamin marishoyim lo yucholim lizbol es kedushosoy. The Germans can't tolerate our kedusha. Lo yucholim. They can't handle the fact that there's something so kodosh in the world. It's such a stirrer to them. That's why they have to take a little Jewish baby that hasn't harmed anybody, is not going to harm anybody in the whole world, and they have to kill him. That they don't have to see this unbelievable pure representation in the world. To see his angelic face. That's why they can't look at us. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu saim Rav Mendele es noim v'chaitzev l'avavos v'imshich v'drocho l'amavos v'simcha. He finished his drosha with an ashreinu matov chalkeinu and he went v'simcha into death. Kachaya b'dor ahu. That was the generation that was. Agoyim hisnachlu lanu ki lo yoichle labit v'feinainu. They couldn't look at us. They couldn't. It was such a stirrer to their existence. The fact that we even existed caused them unbelievable anger. Just the poshut imuna, the tzelem elokim radiated out of the yidden. Hakesha ishiya tomiva poshut and boyz baruch hayim ein noveyesh eshkiz kol kiyum taroso mitzvaysof. His personal relationship that he had with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Yeah, the Yidden used to talk to Hashem. He was his best friend. And therefore their relationship and their Yiddishkeit flowed like a living well. It was a flowing of pure water. And it impacted on all their Torah and mitzvahs. Hagoyim lo yichli izbolet ha'etzilus she'ofa for Yisrael. The unbelievable refinement. They couldn't tolerate it. It's a simcha primi she stuck for me behind a goose over Issa Kadusha, she shall shall my see Yodo, and again, him rot for you, so she re Esav Sainele Yaakov. Esav Sainele Yaakov. They can't stand to see us. They can't stand to see that we have value, that we have meaning, that our lives matter. Kiyom le davanenu ishtana hatmuna. Today, unfortunately, the lokacha. Today the goy could look at us, doesn't have a problem. Because we're lacking a deep understanding and connection to what it means just to be a yid. We're lacking that inner wellspring of what it means to be Jewish. Today we're similar to the Moshel of the Magid, Shabo Ishtamesh Bo Maram Shapiro, Milublin Zatzal. The Maram Milublin used the following tziur. We still got time. Oh, what a Moedika Maisa this is. Unbelievable Moshel this. Tziur Etzig Etziur Betarucho Samonim. There was an unbelievably talented artist, one of the leading artists. And he did an unbelievable painting that was being displayed at an exhibition. The picture was so real. It was so lifelike. The picture was a picture of a man, carrying a basket of fruit. People were blown away. It just looked so real. You saw this. You thought like there was a person standing there, carrying a real bowl of fruit. It was so authentic. It was so realistic that the birds came to try and eat the fruit. Can you imagine? That's how realistic this was. Wow, the people that came to see this, wow. Even the birds can't tell that this is just a picture. They think the fruit, mamash, real fruit, they can eat it. When the painter heard this, he fainted. What he was upset about. He was devastated. When he heard them telling him that the birds had come to eat the fruit, he was devastated. That's the biggest compliment you could have given, no? When you heard that the birds came to eat the fruit, weren't you going, wow, unbelievable? So he said like this, If the birds are coming to my picture to eat the fruit, that's not the picture I wanted to draw. I failed. It must be that the person in the picture, it doesn't look alive enough. If the guy in the picture looked real, the birds wouldn't have come near him to eat from the fruit. So you're right. He got the fruits right, but I got the Adam wrong. Kach gama Adam. If the goyim aren't bothered by kedusha anymore, aliv liyos mutrad mikach ulechapes es asibah shegam lekach shu einu nirak yudi mushlam v'kodesh ba'ein agoyim. Is to go find out why it is that the goyim can look at him and aren't bothered by him. Tafkideinu leis kuzayis hu leshuv lo isechius shayisalanu ba'avo. To go back to that authentic kid, to go back to that. Mazeh Yehudi, Vozayin Ahid, what's a Jew? Alein Lidboinon, we have to go and sit down and think deep. La'amik banav shishenim tzois mako amayim achayim. Go find that source of living water. Et ha'yichudiyoy shelanu, our uniqueness. Lachzor lahazrim mayim chayim b'toroseinu b'toroseinu, to sprinkle new fresh waters onto our Torah and our mitzvahs. V'zeh hazman, that's Chanukah. Unfortunately, that's Chanukah. Chanukah Sabbath, a new inauguration, a ischatshus. That's the time and that's the achana that's needed now before Chanukah, is to go find real living water, not to be Greek Jews, to be Jew Jews, and to go back to the authenticity of what it means to be a Yid, a living Yid, me and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ve'mod mod chashuv, that this happens. We'll see, we'll carry on. I haven't forgotten, Reb Shmuel, your question, what do we do with Shalosh Hanigoy? We'll see, we're leading into that in a big way now. Okay. Baruch, where's my coffee, China?
I'll be back soon.
He's got an excuse, you know. He went to live in Netanya or whatever. I don't know what he's doing there, but anyway. But yeah, that's your coffee, Zelo Zeli.
It's Sunday.
So anyway, no, I'm joking. It's fine. It's not Hashem. Okay, Rabbi. So have a good Shabbos. Tomorrow's Shabbos Malchus at 9:35.
I have no problem with the 9:30 start, Rabbi.
Okay, so the 9:30. Yeah, but people may not know. Let's keep it at 9:35. Well, why change something if we don't have to? Leave it at 9:35 for now, and whatever. If I get an email out in time, I will. Otherwise, 9:35. And otherwise, those I won't see tomorrow. Have a good Shabbos. Netz Hashem Sunday again. Birkei Machshava.
Go ahead, call two.
Yep. Thank you.